This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The Trump administration is getting involved in Colorado's wolf reintroduction efforts. The director of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says Colorado can no longer relocate any wolves that come from Canada or anywhere outside the northern Rocky Mountain states. The Associated Press reports most of those states have said they don't want to be part of Colorado's reintroduction. That could leave Colorado in a bind this winter when the state was planning to relocate another 10 to 15 wolves under an agreement with British Columbia. An estimated 1,000 TSA agents are still on the job across Colorado airports, joining other government workers deemed essential during the ongoing federal shutdown. During past shutdowns, the longer paychecks were delayed, the number of TSA absences increased. Angela Grana is with a union for federal workers. She says many TSA agents live paycheck to paycheck. Some seek gig work, like driving for Amazon or Uber during shutdowns to make ends meet. This can result in more agents calling out.
Pack your patience. Know that we're doing the best we can. Please understand, we will get you through and we will get you safely, one passenger, one bag at a time.
Grana says on average, TSA agents make around $23 an hour. During the last shutdown, about 10% of TSA workers were absent nationwide, driving up wait times and even closing hold terminals at airports in Miami and Houston. Freeze warnings are in effect up and down the Front Range for tonight and tomorrow night, with lows forecast in the teens and 20s. CDOT cameras show traffic is stopped at the Eisenhower Tunnels on I-70. This is CPR News.